Here's a question for you. How relevant is your well-being in your workplace? I would like to think that it's pretty high up the pecking order with regards to your employer in 2018. I want to speak to John Connaughan, who's the Director of Inspire Professional Services, who's got some points to make about this. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Frank. How are you? Thanks very much for having me on.
Not a bother. The Workplace Wellbeing Awards. I'm not surprised there are a set of awards like that, because I've seen the changes down the years when I've been in employment, and your employer really does reach out to you now to ensure that you are well. It's a very modern and trendy thing to do.
It is, Frank, without a doubt. And we're delighted to be having the first ever Workplace Wellbeing Awards in Northern Ireland. There's a lot of business awards, as you know, around the country, and this is the first one really to focus specifically on workplace health and wellbeing. And I think you're absolutely right. A lot of organisations have now recognised, you know, the benefit to them as an organisation by investing in their staff health and wellbeing. They're seeing, you know, significant improvements and actual impacts on their bottom line in terms of results and performance for the organisation.
So what sort of things would modern companies be doing that would get them an award?
Well, I mean, we're delighted. We've had a really fantastic response tonight to the awards from organisations right across all the sectors, public, private, and indeed from the community and voluntary sector as well. And one of the top things we always say to employers is that one of the things you need to do is listen to what your employees want and what's good for them. And for the employer, the important thing is very much to personalise what they're offering. There is no one-shoe-fits-all solution for different organisations. So, for example, some of the nominees tonight have been doing things such as putting the well-being of their staff explicitly into their strategy. You know, they're establishing branded employee well-being programmes. They have well-being champions in their organisations, and they offer those flexible programmes. So it could be things to address work-life balance, physical well-being, employee recognition awards internally, but look at mental health and well-being. And one of the key things they're doing, Frank, is they're investing in training. They're training their managers and their staff in things like how to recognise mental health and well-being, how to look at building resilience, how to challenge the stigma around, because there is still very much a stigma in relation to mental health in the workplace. We've got some great innovative ideas, organisations developing apps around mental health and well-being, and they're all seeing these initiatives, Frank, linked to positive outcomes on things like absence management, staff engagement, and satisfaction at work as well.
Do you get a sense that people are now much more confident to accept that there will be colleagues, there will be managers, there could be junior members of staff who have mental health issues? Any one of us could have a mental health issue. Whereas, and I don't know what age you are, John, but when I started working, if you had a mental health issue, you were you were looked upon as someone that wasn't really welcome in the building. Now, thankfully, yeah, there's been a great journey that has been undertaken.
You're absolutely right. I think you're spot on there. I think people are much more now willing to speak out. I think people are much more willing now to look and reach out for help and support. And again, we encourage organisations to think very much about what is the culture within your organisation. Does it encourage people to look at colleagues, support colleagues, speak up if they're concerned that there's an issue? And organisations are being much more responsive to that and supporting their colleagues with whatever people need, and recognising that we all have very complex lives. We all have, I mean, a lot of a recent report, Investors in People, published showed that 54% of people who have stress at work admit that it actually impacts their home life as well. So we talk a lot about the fact that, you know, people talk about mental illness and mental health. There is a number of people that will suffer with mental illness, but all of us, as you rightly say, Frank, at any time in our lives could struggle with our mental health. And the important thing is that the workplace and organisations recognise that and support their employees at the time in their life when maybe they are struggling with their mental health.
Well, it's a darn good idea to highlight the companies that are doing the progressive thing, and in many ways the obvious thing, but fair play to them for going the extra mile. And have a good night tonight, John. Thanks for speaking to us.
Not at all, Frank. Thanks very much. Appreciate you having us on. Thank you.
Not a problem. John Connaughan, the Director of Inspire Professional Services. Is your company good to you? Do they go the extra mile? Do let us know. 02890 333 105.